Balmy summer evenings are perfect for taking in a concert under the stars, and communities all across the United States host summer music series. Music in the Vineyards takes place in an idyllic setting, a luxurious winery in California's Napa Valley. But the focus of this evening's concert is less than idyllic. The musicians are performing music banned by the Nazis. This is String Quartet No. 1 by Erwin Schulhoff. The Czech composer began his career in the period between the First and Second World Wars. Michael Adams, artistic director of the Music in the Vineyards Festival, says Schulhoff is not a familiar name today, but he was then.
Dvorak discovered him as a boy wonder in Prague, and he got first-rate musical education with the best teachers, and he loved jazz and the avant-garde, and he even set the Communist Manifesto of Marx and Engels to music. Now, in hindsight, as a Jew living in Nazi Germany, declaring you were a communist was probably not a good idea. But up to then, Schulhoff had been a really big deal all over Germany as a composer and pianist, and he was officially labeled a degenerate musician.
And the title of this concert is Degenerates. That's what the Nazis called art they deemed decadent or subversive, especially works by Jewish artists. Albrecht Dumling is a Berlin-based expert on degenerate music. He says the Nazis had very narrow musical tastes. They favored Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart.
They said it's good enough to perform these excellent composers and not to introduce the more controversial.
Controversial included anything new and non-German, and of course anything composed by Jews. Dumling says many Jewish musicians fled Nazi Germany, though not all.
Some of the musicians wanted to stay on, and then in the end they were transported to places like Terezin or even Auschwitz.
Erwin Schulhoff died in the Wolfsburg concentration camp in 1942. Concert organizer Michael Adams points out that, in a sense, the German suppression of degenerate music scattered the seeds of innovative music to flower elsewhere. For instance, Kurt Weill, whose work is also featured in the concert, left Germany in 1930 and eventually wound up in the United States.
When Weill wrote the Three Penny Opera with his collaborator Bertolt Brecht, he really struck a chord because its biting political commentary combined with the sounds of 1920s Berlin dance bands and dance halls and cabaret music created the kind of musical theater that paved the way for things as we know now, like cabaret. The tune Mack the Knife, which opens the show, became one of the most popular tunes of the 20th century.
Ironically, Albrecht Dumling, Berlin's expert on degenerate music, thinks there's too much focus on the Nazi suppression of works by Erwin Schulhoff and his contemporaries, Felix Mendelssohn, Arnold Schoenberg, Gustav Mahler. He thinks people should appreciate their compositions for what they are. Good music. I'm Lonnie Shavelson, Calistoga, California.